Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from our good friends at Luzerne Hardware, Marlene Kaminsky. How are you, Marlene?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well. Got you on the show today to talk about, well, Luzerne's big celebration for the 4th of July. You guys are doing it this Saturday, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah. Now, boy, what a day it is. I know the theme is God Bless Our Local Heroes, and you got a couple of Grand Marshals. Who are the Grand Marshals for this?
The Grand Marshal is Spike Cooper, mm-hmm. and Zip is his dog.
Oh, really? It's dog?
Yeah. When we came up with the name or decided to honor local heroes, yeah. we knew Spike was a highly decorated military.
Sure.
At one point, he was the highest decorated in the country.
Yeah.
And so we decided to honor him.
Boy, why not? What a great honor to Spike and his dog Zip. I love that. The Coopers are the Grand Marshals, but then a whole day activities kind of get underway at noon on Saturday. Tell us what's going to be happening through the day, Marlene.
Well, we'll have the crafts on the corner. Just a few vendors. They'll be right in the path of the parade, mm-hmm. so all vendors are welcome to join in. There's no charge. And you kind of have a captive audience, and they always bring awesome variety to the community. We'll also have the human gyroscope ride, if you dare ride it. Goat Poo Bingo has always been a favorite fundraiser. We sell spots. We put a goat in a pen on 100 numbers, and you can purchase your favorite number. And if that number gets a goat pellet on it, then you win $100.
I like that. Now, they can get those right there at Luzerne Hardware.
They can.
Yeah, okay. So that's going on at 1 o'clock. What else is going on?
Oh, we'll have what we call the Local Heroes Arena, and that will include some rescue vehicles for people to go along with our Local Heroes theme. So people can go through. We're hoping to have ambulance, fire trucks, even rescue tow truck, possibly. Police cars. That kind of thing. Some military will be there.
All right. And then at 1 o'clock, I know it's going to be a hot weekend. I see water ball challenges. That sounds like a refreshing thing to do.
I know. I think it'll go over really good with the heat. That is a fireman's water ball challenge. They put a ball on a cable and use their fire hoses, which are very powerful if you've never handled one. And you try to get the ball across the line, so you'd be competing with, you can have a team or an individual. Or just get up there and challenge a fireman. They'll even let you wear their fireman outfits if you don't want to get wet.
Oh, nice. I love that. All right, that's at 1 o'clock, and then the big parade's at 4.
It is.
Yeah. Now, does that go right through town there?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 blocks across the 72.
Yeah, and of course, that's a big, good chance for everybody to see Spike and Zip.
It will, yes. Yeah. He'll be in a Mustang convertible waiting to everyone.
Nice. And then at 5 o'clock, you've got some live entertainment and a nice beer tent.
Yes. That's down at the American Legion. They'll be open to the public for the day. We'll have entertainment by Mike Ross. He's a local and very good and entertaining. Dancing, if you wish. Followed by the fireworks show.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, during the parade, we are going to have... like a nacho hot dog stand. Oh. We'll have food available there. We'll also have the Amish ice cream wagon. It's homemade Amish ice cream. It's very good.
Yeah.
Comes in 2 flavors. And unless he added one this year. And then we'll also have face painting by Lindsay Bills, and she's awesomely talented.
So bring the whole family out. Luzerne's the place this Saturday. The 4th of July celebration is this Saturday, June 30th. Things get underway at noon. It sounds like a fun day. And I know you're busy at work. Marlene Kaminsky, who's going to be a big part of this event, too, from Luzerne Hardware. Thanks for joining us on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.